So, good morning and welcome to our pre-show. Again, it's going to be a shortened show because of the condition of my throat. I'm really perturbed by that. I'm not a cigarette smoker anymore. I get my regular flu shots. And I do take care of myself to the extent that one does. given the fact that, you know, it's the cold and flu season and probably, you know, we were up in San Francisco, we were, we were walking around in the fucking rain and shit like that. I don't know whether we got it in San Francisco or not, but I can tell you one thing. When we got back here, we were fucking beat. I'm telling you, man, we got back to the house and Lauren passed out on the fucking sofa in the living room and I collapsed on the fucking bed. And before I knew it, I woke up and it was dark again, you know, and you know that there's a lot of fucking, you know, people are knocked out cold, man, and there hasn't been a whole lot of sleep. When you wake up and everybody else is still asleep, you know, you wake up and the house is dark. It's dark outside. There's no house. You haven't put any exterior lights on. I mean, the whole fucking place is pitch black. And you're the first one to wake up. And there's people still sawing logs. You know that there's been some hard nights. Hard nights of living, you know. So I'm looking at DeForest Kelly in a Western here, playing a bad guy, a black-hatted bad guy. Doc Bones from Star Trek. Here he is, a bad guy in a fucking movie. A B-Western. Very interesting. Let's get into a fight with this guy. He's pissed off at this dude for mouthing off to him. There's a fight going. And the guy that he decided he was going to kick the shit out of is now kicking his ass. That's pretty cool. That's great. Well, there's a problem. He's wearing a gun. He's got a gun, mister. He's got a gun. He's going to blow this fucking guy away. I got news for you. The guy's going to turn around and he's going to shoot him. Now comes the gun right now. Yeah. Oh, we just... Now the good guy has shown up. And he is a card sharp, looks like, because he's wearing that kind of satin vest. We haven't seen his face yet. We only see the back of him. Who is that actor? Is that John Russell? He's got a scar here. Looks like a pretty bad dude. Bad hombre. Who is this guy? Whoever this... The actor, I can't... I don't recognize the actor, but the character he's playing has this pronounced scar right underneath his eye, and he lives in the hotel because he's obviously, he knows both of these guys. The guys that were causing the problem, so he knows them both. Causing trouble in my place? Don't you understand? I got a sweet setup here. That's what it is. We gotta find out what this movie is, man. Apache Uprising. Oh, Rory Calhoun. Rory Calhoun, that ain't Rory. And Corrine Calvert, Richard Arlen. A cowboy thwarts a businessman and a thief, John Russell, out to rob gold from a stage station. This is 1965, so this was just before DeForest Kelly got the greatest break of his life and signed on to do Star Trek. Went in and read for the character of Bones and got it. And, I shouldn't say that, because it only lasted three fucking seasons. Interesting. John Russell. John Russell was in a movie called... Pale Rider with Clint Eastwood in the 70s, and some of you may remember that movie. He played a preacher who comes into a mining camp and pretty much saves the day, you know, with all of these miners who are beholden to a big company, you know, typical kind of plot. Anyway, Clint Eastwood's character in the climactic scene has a gunfight. I'm trying to think if he had the gunfight with, I think he has it with John Russell. But John Russell, at the very end of the movie, if you saw the movie, Clint Eastwood's character comes into the town where the miners would go to have their gold assayed, you know, go to the assay office. And John Russell is like the company guy, or whatever the hell you want to call him. And he's there, and dude is recognizes Eastwood at the very end and says, "You!" And before he knows it, he's shot and killed. A group of hired marshals. They're not even fucking legal, you know, they're just basically assassins that go out and they were hired by this company to go in and take care of these fucking miners. And the last guy they deal with is Eastwood's character. All right, man. Let's see, dude. This is a challenge. Always a challenge. Always a challenge. Now we have Trump. All right.
Well, this is General Galen Shaw. And we're going to have on now a guy by the name of Larry Grover. And I don't know what this guy's about, but, we're filling in here for Phil Hendry, who's still got a throat problem, right?
Yeah, it does. Yes, the throat problem that Phil has, and you can hear it because I've got it.
Fuck. Man, I'm here to tell you, brother. Jesus Christ. Do we do the, let me see here, man. Testing 1, 2.
Well, this is General Galen Shaw, and I'm going to be filling in for Phil Henry today. Now, this is the General Galen Shaw. No, this is Phil Henry.
Get to Phil Henry show.
Yes, I've got that covered. And thank you, Bud Dickman. Margaret Gray is not here. My understanding, what's she doing?
Well, got to get ready for a singing gig.
She's got to get ready for a singing, what is it?
Gig.
Oh, a singing gig. All right, and that's the...
Yeah, going to be over at the Cheese Protectorate.
What is the name? Is that the name of the
Yeah, it's a brand new restaurant.
It's a restaurant, the Cheese Protectorate. Well, you know, boy, I can't even...
Yeah, well, the Protectorate is a statehood.
No, it's not statehood. It's the... I don't even want to get into it. I'm already fatigued. Anyway, welcome to the program. We're going to be filling in here.
All right, that's good. General Shaw, General Galen Shaw, and he is talking today.
Well, thank you very much.
Test.
Well, you know, thank you very much, General. I'm very pleased, and I'm just pleased as punch to be able to talk to you and everyone and everybody like you, and just say that I'm pleased as punch. You know, to. You know, what's the deal here, dude? Oh, there. And I'm very pleased. Test. And I'm very pleased and very pleased as punch. Very pleased as. Yeah, I'm really pleased, you know. And I simply want to say to everybody.
Now, what are you doing, Larry?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
What are you? This is a thing for Donald Trump.
Yes, sir. It's a thing for Donald Trump. As you know, they had...
Well, let me explain a couple of things to you, if I could.
Well, General, I realize you're in the military, but there's some things that, as a civilian, I think we have a handle on.
Oh, I don't doubt the things as a civilian you've got a handle on. You know?
Okay. You know, I get your drift.
Yeah, you're trying to be offensive.
I'm not being offensive at all. All right. Now, do we have any, oh, we do. The battered bugler. Come on, bitch. Wow. What a nebbish. All right.
And we have this.
What is this?
I'm trying to... Ah, shit. And we'd like to say to you, Mr. Trump, thank you. And now, Donald Trump, we will bring out, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump. And as Mr. Trump comes out to get his award...
Yeah?
The...
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Oh, fuck me. All right. The fuck is this? Lon Chaney Jr., Rory Calhoun. Boy, Lon Chaney Jr., man, had to take a whole bunch of fucking different gigs here at the... toward the end of his life. What was that? Just heard something really weird in the headphones. Strange. All right. What would be the music that would be used for General Shaw? What's the Army? The Army theme. Let's see. United States Army. Right, there you go. No. Let's see what we got here, man. The Army goes rolling along. The U.S. Army song. Oh, this is the U.S. Army song. Okay.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm gone. I've been doing this wrong. I've been here for too long. I'm leaving.
Shut the fuck up, man. And the caissons go foam.
Thank you.
Army. Let's see here, man. Oh, here we go. All right, good. I can tell you, Mr. Hendry, that the fuck is this? Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, is that done? Good. There we go. So it would start here.
Yes, and a very pleasant good day to you. This is General Galen Shaw, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the General Galen Shaw Way. And this is a program we call Your Move. I'm General Galen Shaw, and indeed it is your move. At any minute of any hour, you're welcome to go ahead and make your best move. And my friend, you'll probably pull back 2 useless stumps.
Oh, my God.
God damn, man.
Hey, just don't even worry about it.
God damn. What's that chick's name on Modern Family? Sophia whatever the hell? So, of course, they do spray that dress on her, man. But, hey, not a bad way to die, if you know what I'm talking about. Not a bad way to go. This Nebbish that she has her on TV with, when I say Nebbish, the guy's probably filthy rich because he has these coffee machines and Ninja Coffee Bar. Gotcha. Iced lattes. Fuck, I could go for that shit. Yeah, you know, it looks so good. Like, I'm going to be whipping that shit up in my house? I don't think so. I probably got to go through all kinds of bullshit over ice brew. What? I think we looked into that motherfucking ninja thing, man. Auto IQ, One Touch. But this is a company this guy bought. Then he went out and he said, who's the hottest chick on TV? And it's her. And he went ahead and laid a whole bunch of bread on her. Lifetime contract of, like, $10 million. How much? She's probably got a piece of the fucking company. There's no goddamn question. There's no goddamn question she's got a piece of the company. And he's got a piece of her. All right. Aren't you going to share it with Mark Rubin?
Well, what do you think, Sophia?
It tastes so shitty.
You know, and I think you're really going to enjoy it.
All right, man.
What?
Why can't I just go to the store and buy it? I don't want to get on the phone and order this shit from some asshole in India. I'm sorry. No offense, but I don't. I don't want to sit there on the phone and go through a whole fucking rigmarole. I want to get the box off the shelf, put it on the counter. Here's my money. Thank you. Bye. You know, I don't want to... Hi, is this where I get the ninja coffee?
Yes, sir. Could I have your first name, your last name, then your last name and your first name? Could I have all the names you've ever used, then mix them all up?
And the caissons go marching along. All right, man, that's all we've got time for. I don't have time to fuck with this shit. All I need, all I want, and all I'll demand... Shit. And the caissons go marching along.
Yeah, huh? Yep. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Well, what do you want? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. I am absolutely sure. And,
All right, so...
Yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Hey, Sophia, you're putting an awful lot of fucking whipped cream on that ship, honey. I mean, you know. I guess you just gave up giving a shit, didn't you? What a dork. Get off my fucking TV, you fucking dork. Get off my TV, you dork. Acting like an excited asshole with your coffee-making machine. All right. Charlie, don't do it. Testing 1, 2. Hi, it's Phil Henry. Today's show will be voiced entirely by me, as all the shows are. All the characters you hear will be performed by me, and the show is produced by me, and it's just about me. The money's about me, too, at the end of the day. Hold on. Hi, it's Phil Henry. All the voices you hear on the show today will be performed by me, the Phil Henry Show. Hold on. Hi, this is Phil Henry. All the voices you hear on the show today will be for... Hi, this is Phil Henry. Hi, this is Phil Henry. All the voices you hear on the show today will be performed... Hi, this is Phil Henry. All the voices you hear performed on the show today will be...